Whoa, calm down, Ho.
I know. Oh, jeez.
Oh, I was waiting for the cue.
Yeah.
No, I can hear myself.
Oh, there it is. We are
great. That
here.
Might be our best start yet.
That you know what?
I'm itching my
I
eye.
I thought there was going to be music at the end of the thing.
Yeah, no, that trailer was shitty.
Damn it,
no.
Liam.
That's on me. That's my bad.
Boo.
That's my bad. You all know?
Right, let's go home.
Well, it's packing in. That was that movie show.
We should
show.
Just start that over.
That was awful. Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome in to that movie show. We're doing Gladiator.
Yeah. Maybe a subconscious reason. Like, maybe I did that subconsciously because that's kind of how I felt about the movie.
Yeah. We'll get into it.
Yeah. I mean, I hope we would. That is
kind of, but
it's kind
but
of the deal of this movie.
Yeah. It's, yeah. So it was released on May 5th, 2000.
Yep.
It had a budget of $103 million.
Sure.
Made that back in 2 weeks. It went on to make $460.5 million.
Million.
It was written by David Franzoni, John Logan, William Nicholson.
Yep.
Directed by Ridley Scott, starring Russell Crowe, Joaquin Phoenix, Connie Nielsen, Oliver Reed, Derek Jacobi, and Sir Richard Harris.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was Gladiator.
It was. It was also the Best Picture winner at the 73rd Oscars.
Okay, you're right.
So there was that among the accolades.
Yeah.
It beat out the likes of Aaron Brockovich, Traffic, Chocolat, and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
I probably would have gone with Gladiator in that one.
This was also really fun. Back-to-back Best Picture wins for Russell Crowe, who won the next year for A Beautiful Mind.
Oh, very good. So, that won Best Picture, huh?
That won Best Picture. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So, it is what it is.
It is what it is. It really, it's one of those movies that I even, after watching it, I'm like, huh, there's not a lot of fun with this movie.
No. There's a couple of epic moments.
Not that everyone has to be a laugh fest, but
no.
But it's definitely, it's one of those movies that you look at it, it's what would be described as a sprawling epic.
Yeah.
Saving Private Ryan, I think of.
Right.
Braveheart.
Spartacus.
Spartacus. Yeah, of course. Literal fucking reference there.
Yeah.
Right. But it's a visually very good movie.
Right.
Yeah, storytelling. It's a very good movie. It's also, but it just leaves you feeling like, yeah.
Yeah. This movie, you know, it kind of falls into that kind of Best Picture winner where it's like, yeah, no, technically from start to finish, this is an excellent
solid
film.
Movie. Yeah.
But the rewatchability of this movie, I don't find to be that great. I have a friend, one of my friends, Matt, who is going to kill me for saying that.
All right.
Because he absolutely loves this movie.
Okay.
And he's been hounding us for forever to do this movie. And
sorry, Matt.
Yeah, while the movie's really good.
It is.
And like I said, technically there's nothing wrong with it. It just kind of goes and it's good. But I don't think it's all-time great.
It does everything right.
Yeah.
But I think the best way, it just leaves me feeling...
So the one that a movie that was also released around this time that I gravitated towards and absolutely loved is Mel Gibson's Patriot.
Funnily enough, Mel Gibson was one of the first offers for Maximus.
Yeah. Oh, that doesn't.
He felt he was too old.
Okay.
And then went on to make The Patriot.
And The Patriot, to me, it gives me the things that I think that Gladiator is lacking. Right.
You know why.
Why?
America.
Yeah, America. America's better than Rome. Even though we're heading towards what was happening in this movie. Now.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, anyway.
Dogs and cats. Mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria. The thing with The Patriot that I loved is that there was a sense of, like, fun to it that Gladiator is just so serious.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it is so serious. The other thing that I just find that kind of strikes me right away after rewatching this movie is that you have the main cast, right? You have Maximus.
Yep.
You have Joaquin Phoenix.
Corpus Christi.
Yeah. Augustus Gloop.
Yeah. Commodus Lucilia. Yeah, Lucilia.
Yeah, Commodus.
Proximo.
Yeah.
Marcus Aurelius.
Marcus Aurelius. But
That creepy fucking kid, Lucius.
Yeah, but then the extra characters, the external characters, the slave owner that was a gladiator, all of his like friends, they're very flat.
The one that stuck out to me, only because I'm a huge Sons of Anarchy fan.
Chibs.
What was Tommy Flanagan's deal in this movie?
Chibs was Russell Crowe's boy.
Never shave your face again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He looked weird. But like...
Well, he was also like 20 years younger.
He was 20 years younger. Still had those fucking... I'd love to hear that story.
That's an actual thing. It's a Glasgow smile.
Yeah, yeah.
And so...
I've heard many versions of what happened. I would just love to have him tell that story.
Right, have him do it. But yeah, so...
We're available, that movie show.
Yeah, the actor who plays Chibs and... I forget what his name was in this, but...
He was also a Ravager in the Second Guardians.
Yeah, he was a Ravager in the Second Guardians. Cicero.
Okay.
Yeah, he played Cicero in this film.
His IMDb picture is so fucking young.
Yeah.
Holy shit! Did you look at that?
No, I haven't looked at it yet.
It's such that new Hollywood actor.
See,
I don't even see the scars in there. It looks like they photoshopped them out.
Maybe.
Holy shit! But, he looks 20 years old.
He was in Sons of Anarchy. He was also in this and Braveheart as well.
Yep.
And he has those scars that is best be described as
the
Joker
scars,
right? For those
His are real.
But his are real.
Right.
And so he was jumped in a ghetto in Glasgow and it has scars on his face.
Yeah.
He was in Face Off?
Yeah, he was one of the gang members in Nicolas Cage's gang.
God, I love him.
He brought what's her name? CCH Pounder and the other guys into the hospital.
Yeah, okay.
I'm on cough medicine.
That's fine. That's fine.
Into the hospital with the other guy and then burned them.
Okay.
He was in that shit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. That checks out.
He had kind of the long 90s actor hair.
Yeah. you know. As you do.
As you do.
As you do.
As you do. It's like... I don't know about this movie.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about this movie. I like it. It's a, like I said, it's a great movie.
It is.
It doesn't make me feel anything.
Yeah, right. That is how I felt about the entire thing. Where
I watch it, I'm like, this is a movie that should be respected. It should deserve whatever it won and stuff. It's beautifully shot. The sound design is awesome. The acting is good.
I would have liked to have seen this movie done by a director that wasn't afraid to go there. Right? I feel like there were parts of this movie.
So Mel Gibson.
Yeah, Mel Gibson. Yeah, if Mel Gibson directed this movie.
I mean, they did nail a child to a cross in this movie, but we didn't see it.
You
know, if Mel did it.
We would have shown it.
We would have shown the kid getting nailed to the cross.
Right, which is really shocking coming from Ridley Scott.
I guess it's part of the story. It's kind of a true story.
Yeah, I guess. But
there's a whole fact-checking thing in the Wikipedia.
Yeah, the thing with this movie is that it doesn't, for as like violent and for as violent as the movie is, it's not some of the realer violent moments.
Sure.
Like, I don't feel any connection to the family of Russell Crowe. Right?
Oh no, you don't care.
Because you don't care.
Again, that's I think that's part of it because I just don't feel.
Right.
Because Russell Crowe is in battle and his family dies off screen.
They die off screen.
We just keep hearing about it. You see him show up at the burned down house and you see
the
burnt dangling feet, which I guess is his wife or his son's feet on a cross.
Right.
But
the most
brutal
thing is you see the kid get trampled by horses.
But it's like the description Joaquin Phoenix does at the end is like,
yeah,
why didn't we get that scene?
Right.
Like, your son squealed like a girl and your wife moaned like a whore. And it's like,
yeah.
Where was that scene?
Right. Did you ever see the movie Rob Roy?
Yes.
So, like that, where it's like those British officers come into Rob Roy's house and rape his wife.
Very much.
You watch all of it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, well, now I understand why Liam Neeson is pissed and is so mad that in 2019 he's still throat-chopping motherfuckers.
That was part of it. And it's like, we just didn't... there wasn't that...
the emotional connection to his point of view.
Yeah, you didn't... like, you understood he was upset.
Yeah.
You understood he wanted vengeance. But because we really didn't, we only saw them in dream sequences,
right?
And we are, and saw them dead,
right?
There was no like,
and we didn't. And even we didn't, really didn't, see
I don't need a big long Hawkeye backstory in the fucking farm with it, with you know the chick from that 80s show. But it's like,
right?
I just need something there.
Wait, hold on.
Wasn't she in the, she
that
was in the
80s show?
No, it was in the 90s. No, what was it? It was Freaks and Geeks. She was on Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, okay. I thought you were referencing
that 80s show, the sequel.
That
80s
show, the sequel series to that
70s
show.
The actress was in Freaks and Geeks. I forget her name.
Okay.
Though. She was like the lead chick in that, and I think that was 90s anyway.
Got it.
Yeah, no. But we didn't need all that.
Right.
I don't need a long, but just give me something to latch. Give me.
Right.
Give me her cooking with the sun. I don't give a shit. Waiting for him to come home from battle, and instead, in comes the Ravagers.
Yeah, right.
Lack of a better term.
Yeah, right.
You know, here comes the Romans. We're going to fuck you and hang you on a cross.
Right. And the whole thing, this is one of those,
they fucked the kid. You know that, right?
They definitely fucked the kid. Well, that's also ultimately the bigger thesis of this movie. Much like when we watched...
I'm waiting to see where you go with this.
Yeah, much like when we watched the Patrick Swayze classic Roadhouse.
Uh-huh.
I read into the subtext of this movie.
Go on.
And the subtext of this movie is everybody just wants to have sex with Russell Crowe.
Oh, very much so.
That is the plot of this movie.
I mean,
right?
Tommy Flanagan was much wet in this one.
Yeah.
He was ride or die with him the whole way.
Yeah. And Joaquin Phoenix, his whole deal is like, yeah, man, maybe I do want to be emperor, but I also want to have sex.
Damn, he's sexy.
I want to have sex with my general.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. And he's like, I'll never be as good as you, but damn it, I want to bathe you in some sort of olive oil.
Oh, yeah, it was Sexy Beast was the movie. And it was Ian McShane.
Okay.
The great Ian McShane.
Yeah.
Describing this this Russian bathhouse or some such shit that he was explaining to me. And he described ancient Rome. He's like, they did everything in there. Wanking, spanking, camcorders, fucking ancient Rome. Like, we didn't get that in this.
I know. Because even Marcus Aurelius wanted to have sex with Russell Crowe in this movie.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He was like, look, I wish that my daughter was a boy. I wish my boy was a girl. And I wish I could have sex with you.
I mean,
so
really.
That was what First Dumbledore wanted.
First Dumbledore.
Yeah, because he was First Dumbledore. And then he died, and we got Second Dumbledore. Who was better?
The whole relationship thing is a little odd to me. Clearly, Connie Nielsen, her character, was very much in love with Maximus.
Yeah.
I did do some research, and it was said that both Ridley Scott and Russell Crowe fought very hard to not have them have a relationship on screen, because then it wouldn't he would have something to live for at the end, because his whole thing is vengeance, death.
Yeah, right.
But if he started fucking her, it's like vengeance, new chick.
Yeah, right.
You know.
So is the vengeance that much if you got the new chick?
Well, I mean, but that's the other thing, because the brother's definitely fucking her, right? Joaquin Phoenix is that his kid?
It might be.
Lucius his kid?
It might be.
So many stories I would rather see than what we got.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
Well, it also just feels...
It's also, you know, the Caliglia time. Everybody's fucking everybody.
Yeah, right. The big thing with this movie...
That's a great double feature. That would have been a nice cherry on top to Gladiator. Watch 2 hours of just fucking Caligula orgies.
Yeah, jeez.
Very nice.
Very
nice.
But the thing with this movie is...
The only feature film produced by Penthouse.
Yeah, I know, right?
Or Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah, maybe both. Maybe both. But there's just...
Oh, no, I said poor Malcolm McDowell.
Oh,
because he had to be in that fucking movie.
That's true, too.
And then occasionally have a body double do full penetration for the movie.
That's accurate.
Yes. I'm very aware.
Yeah, but then the thing with this, with Gladiator, is that they don't set up the internal political struggles.
Mm-hmm.
As well as they should have or could have, right? Because the reason why First Dumbledore wants to give the Roman Empire to fighting around the world Russell Crowe is because...
Mike and music, Mike and song, fought around the world, you penis.
Yeah. The reason is because he wants to have the people get Rome back.
Sure.
He doesn't want there to be any more emperors. And so he's like, here's the thing. I want you to be the emperor until the Senate can get their shit together.
So Marcus wants to give it back to the people.
Right. And so it's so basically he's going to dissolve. He's going to be the last emperor of Rome. That's his game plan.
Wasn't that a movie?
Yeah, I want to say, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was a movie. Last Emperor of Rome.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
There was the Last King of Scotland, too.
Star Jackie Chan.
Yeah, of course. Of course it was. And so then having Marcus, like, be the intermediary between the Last King of Rome and then the Senate getting complete control to bringing it back to being a republic.
Marcus or Maximus?
So we go Marcus Maximus Senate.
Okay.
That's the line of secession.
Sounds like we're dipping a little into Phantom Menace over here.
Yeah, and I would have preferred a little bit Phantom Menace to make this movie like make a little bit more sense because Marcus is like, no, thank you, right? That's his whole game. He's just like, no, I'm good. I just want to go farm with my family.
Maximus
sorry. Yeah. Maximus is like, no, I'm good. I just want to go farm with my family, right? And
by the way, don't get me wrong. That opening battle scene is one of the greats.
Oh, it's epic.
It was fantastic. And he won.
Yeah, yeah.
He won.
Oh, he's a badass.
Dude straight up killed everybody. And that's what I didn't understand. So even if you don't want to be
the emperor,
the new dude, right? And okay, bummer, your guy died. New guy's in. But does he have to kill him?
Right. Well, the big thing.
Like, does he have to go and fuck up his family?
Well, the big thing
was... He's on a farm. Just, you know, next war, don't give him a call.
Right. Well, the other part, too, is like, hey...
Keep farming in Spain, I guess.
Yeah, right.
We had that discussion off air about the whole Spaniard thing. I'm like, what is he?
Yeah.
Is he Spanish or...
I don't think he's Spanish. I think he's the commander of the Northern Armies. Mm. I think he just happens to
live... Roman.
He's Roman, but he lives in Spain. So when the slaver found him... He found him in Spain.
Love that term.
So
The slaver.
Yeah.
Was that Christoph Waltz in Django?
Yeah.
Was that what he was playing when he went to Candyland?
Yes, he was playing a slaver.
He was playing a slaver?
Because
Django was playing a black slaver?
Yeah, Django was playing a slave.
Yeah. Well, no, when they went to Candyland.
Yeah, right.
We got to do a whole Django episode. That'd be a lot more fun than this one.
It would, yeah, right. So, this is one of my biggest pet peeves in movies and television, where it's like, if people just had an open and honest conversation, like, the entire plot of something would just not happen, right? Because the emperor...
You mean if Joaquin Phoenix just kind of sat down and be like, hey, bro.
Right. Well, because here's the thing. The dad comes and says to him, hey, I want to... I'm going to give it to Maximus.
Yep.
He's going to be the next king of Rome. That's
He's
what's happening.
Yeah.
Right? So then Joaquin Phoenix murders his dad. Rut, passion, had to happen, whatever. Right? And Joaquin Phoenix...
Probably fucked him first.
Right, probably. Yeah, probably.
Or after. It is Rome.
He probably had sex with the corpse. You know, who knows? Look, here's the thing. It is first Dumbledore.
Make the boy watch.
Yeah.
It's natural.
Yeah, right. But
Gabriel.
Then, but then Joaquin Phoenix just looks at Maximus and goes, look, here's the deal. I want to be the king of Rome. And then Maximus just has to look at him and go, cool, can I just go back to my farm?
I got a farm, a wife, and a kid. Deuces.
And I'm nowhere near Rome.
I'm out.
Cool. We good? Mm-hmm. Sure. No problem. Because I don't want to be emperor. You want to be emperor. And I just want to go home. Let's just do that.
Yeah, why they got to be a dick about it?
Instead, this asshole storms out and just goes, Cicero, get the men. Marcus Aurelius has been slain. And then it's just like, you're still in the camp.
Right.
Like, you you idiot.
Right.
Like, you at least, even if you knew that information, you needed to get your men as far away from that as possible. You, as a general of a masterful general, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like,
In that moment,
this is the dumbest.
He was dumb for plot purposes.
Right. You were dumb for plot purposes because you are proven to be not stupid.
Right.
In any other capacity in the rest of this movie.
In the opening, we saw him mobilize everybody and get the whole deal and win that battle.
Right.
And then when he's also a gladiator,
he
does the same deal.
He's organizing everything.
Make a perimeter, stay together, blah, blah, blah. Kill the tiger.
Right. You know what I mean? And he's doing a great job. He's masterful in everything he does, and everything he does is very calculating.
But gets his wife and kid killed.
But in that moment, he's dumb for plot purposes.
Why didn't they just kill him?
They tried to. They tried to. So the whole plan, I don't know why they didn't kill the parent, like why they still needed to kill the wife and kid when they were like nowhere near anything. Yeah. But the plan was like, yeah, we're going to take you out into the woods and kill you.
Oh, yeah.
And so like he's and he goes, give me an honorable death.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that now.
And then the guy,
the honorable death bullshit.
Yeah, and he freaking murders everybody.
Yeah. I get, fuck this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm getting to that point.
And then his house is burned down and he passes out because of his wounds. He got a boo-boo.
And because he's staring at his raped and mutilated child and wife.
Right.
You know, so that would put a little bit of shockwaves in his system. Yeah.
The crazy part is where was this slave caravan going that they swung by there to
he
then
get. He
does
live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, but they went from like hilly like countryside of Spain.
A nice hilly brush.
Yeah, they went to a nice hilly brush to like Istanbul.
Right.
Like where the hell, what?
I don't know.
How did you end up in Istanbul?
I do not know.
And we're just going to pack.
Because that's where the story took us.
Yeah. We're going to pack a bunch of maggots. We're going to pack a bunch of maggots into your wound to clean it.
Gross.
And then we're just going to start being gladiators. Cool? Cool.
Cool.
I'm glad we're all on the same page now.
And he looks half dead anyway.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time. They're like oh, this. Like the slave trading is so weird in movies.
It is.
To begin with. Like they're just walking around and the actor from Amistad. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. The only black guy in this movie?
Yeah. I don't want to be that guy, but yeah. God damn it. I can't say his name. Digimon Hunt. Ah, fuck this.
I'm going to give you one more try at it.
No. Digimon Hunsu.
Yes. I believe that is how you
That's
actually.
Goddamn close enough. Him.
Digimon Hunsu.
I hate names like that.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to pronounce them with a fucking lozenge in my mouth as well.
Yeah, with a cold. Yeah. I mean, you're batting a thousand.
Yeah, I'm striking out all over the place. Anyway, so he's standing there tied to a post.
Yeah.
And they're walking up, and they're, like, smacking his ass and grabbing his thighs and getting all Jimmy the Greek on him.
Right.
And it's just really uncomfortable. And then you get a lump of shit.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, no, this one.
Right.
Racist much?
Yeah. They're, like, inspecting this specimen, and then it's just like, yeah, I want that guy.
Even the one son is like, really? This guy's really big and really strong. This guy, I think he's dead.
He might. Yeah, that guy looks like he's infected with something. But because
I shoved maggots into his arm.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I didn't know if that would actually work because this is Roman times and medicine is.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, and medicine doesn't exist. It's like we're shooting 50-50 at everything. There's a actual potential that I might have just drilled a hole in your head to see if that works. Like, who knows? Who knows?
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, no, based off of a tattoo that this guy might have been a Roman soldier, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's why we're going to have this guy. That's why we're going to have this guy.
There's no way to do sales.
And then they bring this guy, they bring them to like this weird gladiator BDSM dungeon park where like they got guys chained up on the wall in like masks and underwear, and then it's just like, yeah, now we're gonna fight naked. It's like, what? I'm just gonna put paint on your chest.
That's right, they did that.
You're red or you're blue.
Okay, so was that paint?
I think it was just some
because they were walking through that hallway with the shit hanging down. I thought that was meat.
Yeah.
And that like the animals were bleeding on them. I thought that was like I thought that's what that was. But Digimon Humsu.
Yep.
Sorry. Said something about it because it's red. It's like, "Oh, you're lucky it's red." I'm like, "Dude, have you looked up?"
Yeah, everything's red.
Everything's red, and it's all dripping on all you motherfuckers.
Yeah, you all have feline AIDS now.
Seriously, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah,
I thought it was like strips of meat that were just hanging and dripping blood down.
Yeah.
Like that's how I thought it was. You know, like a Roman market, basically.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Know?
Yeah,
bring out your dead. Yeah, buy some meat.
Yeah, they're about to cure all this meat.
Yeah,
just let it bleed out. Yeah, probably.
We're gonna fuck up some Romans and then have a barbecue.
Yeah, and then
so
basically Commodus decides he's going to have 150 days of like
Commodus.
Partying to like celebrate him being the emperor, which
I mean, if you can do it.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, as Ferris Bueller said, if you have the means, I highly recommend it.
This guy would so like here's the thing.
50 days of fuckery.
Commodus really just wants
150 days actually.
Yeah, 151.
150 days of games.
But the thing with Commodus is Commodus basically wants what the deal the Queen of England has right now.
I think Bill's asleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bill probably passed out like 45 minutes ago.
I am still here.
Oh, no.
Excellent.
So he wants the same deal that the Queen of England has now is pretty much it. Where it's like, look.
Meghan Markle?
No, Commodus. The character of Commodus wants the same deal that the current Queen of England has right now.
He wants Meghan Markle?
Yeah, sure. Yes. Yes. No, he wants her. He wants the thing where it's like, I'm the emperor.
I know my British government.
I'm the emperor, and I'm important, and everybody gives me shit, and I'm like still get to prance around like I'm something. But really, Parliament takes care of all the actual running of the government, where it's like, you don't want... Commodus doesn't actually want to run the government. He just wants to just like hang out and be the guy that says is in charge. So it's just like, how about you do that?
Right.
You know, like what? You just want to say you're the emperor rather than like run stuff.
Yeah.
So it feels like Commodus basically just is an impatient idiot.
So again, going back to your original point, this all could have been relieved with a conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to have the illusion of power, but you do you.
Yeah. I don't want to actually have to be in charge of anything.
Right.
I just want to be the guy in charge.
Like, I know you're mad. I killed my dad. Ooh.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Look,
killed your boyfriend.
I killed first Dumbledore. Harry Potter's going to be so mad. Severus Snape. We get it. We get it. There won't be another semester at Hogwarts.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Is there a Roman Hogwarts, Bill?
Roman Hogwarts?
Is there Roman Hogwarts?
A Roman Hogwarts?
Yeah.
Sure.
No.
No, there should be.
Hogwarts is like secret England.
Yeah, but there's... isn't like Ever Rosewood something, the American one? There's got to be other...
Ever Rosewood.
That's Billy Rosewood. He's a Beverly Hills police detective.
You're right. That's me. That's on me. So...
Back on track.
Yeah, anyway. Sure.
Yeah.
So they kind of do fighting.
Yeah, and so...
They do fighting, and he makes friends with a couple dudes.
And a kid.
Oh, fucking... Of course he makes friends with a kid.
Yeah, he makes friends with a kid, and the kid is like the... who I thought was Haley Joel Osment for the
Lucius?
Hottest of seconds. No, the
is
boy
this Lucius
that...
Lucius or...
Yeah, Lucius. The boy that comes up and is just like, you, are you the Spaniard? I heard you're called the Spaniard. I will root for you today. It's like, wow, kid... Wow, kid, you have no idea what's happening.
Cool, you got a key to these cuffs?
Yeah. There's also the part of this movie
I'll root for you. Where, shut up.
Where, like, they end up winning and the Emperor, like, shows up. And then Marcus turns around and is just like, hey, I'm actually the general of...
Maximus.
Yeah, Maximus.
Yeah.
Sorry, did I say Marcus?
You keep saying Marcus.
I keep saying... Because that's an actual name, not Maximus.
Yeah.
But Marcus... Marcus. Maximus.
Maximus Effort.
Yeah, Maximus turns around and is just like, hey, by the way, I'm actually this like...
Is this the Steve Austin scene?
The Steve Austin scene.
Which I really would rather that movie.
Yeah, well, we all would. Because at the end of the day, all we ever really want is just... Stone Cold Steve Austin.
My name is Gladiator. Bear drinker, bear drinkers. Master of middle fingers.
Truster of no one.
Truster of no one. Stomping mud holes, walking dry. Unleash hell, which is such a bad...
Steve Austin's line delivery of unleash hell is a million times better than Russell Crowe's. He's like, on my signal, unleash hell.
Yeah.
You want to... Want to amp it up? I mean, we're about to die.
Yeah,
can we at least get a rah-rah go team?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Can we get for Rome or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sparta.
But he turns around. He turns around and goes, hey, like, you know, I'm actually this, like, general and, like, I'm going to come and murder you.
Right.
And everybody just immediately accepts that.
Yes.
They just are like, this guy is, first of all, how did you hear him? There's no microphones. Second of all.
Which one? No.
the so he turns around in the Colosseum and looks right. at the Emperor and is just like,
well, the Emperor was like, yeah, as no, far away no. from IMTU.
Yeah, so he hears him, but right. the stadium somehow hears
him. Well, they were all just fans of him anyway.
Right.
Because he won?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't know who he was.
Right.
He was just a badass gladiator.
But now everybody just accepts that Maximus is who he says he is.
They did kind of break out a Maximus chant really prematurely.
Yeah. And so, like, everybody... And so
they
it's
should
just
not
like,
have known that.
So it's like, hold on. Everybody's just on board that this is who this guy is. And then nobody has any questions about how this guy is now a gladiator slave. Like, nobody, no, he's like, he shouldn't be a slave.
And why he's continuing to be one.
And why
more
are you,
importantly.
Yeah, why are you continuing to be one?
Right. He goes through, like, two more fights.
Right, because it's like.
That should be, like, immediately, like, paroled.
Right. Also, it's also like, I'm a Roman citizen.
Yeah.
So, like, you, I might have been, like, playing along with your...
Where
like,
are your party papers?
Yeah, right, right. But it's just like, hey, it, guy that bought me or something, like, this is not a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't a thing. I'm clearly this Roman guy. I'm clearly this person. So why am I all of a sudden still a slave?
You do not own me.
Yeah, you don't own me. I'm a Roman citizen.
You own these
yeah.
guys.
Right.
Fuck these yeah, guys.
Fuck these guys.
I'm cool.
Right.
That's Tommy Flanagan.
Yeah.
The Irish guy in Rome.
Yeah. The Irish Roman guy that, you know, who I named Cicero.
Right. Because he's Italian.
Yeah, right.
All right.
So we go through two or three more battles.
I mean, they were awesome.
They were.
Let's be honest.
They were. The fight sequences in this movie are awesome.
Apparently real tigers.
Oh yeah.
They had to make sure that there was at least a 15-foot distance between the tigers and Russell Crowe, despite Russell Crowe wanting to fight a tiger.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
What a maniac.
Yeah.
Have you off topic for a second? Have you seen the video of him auctioning all his shit off?
No.
Have you seen that, Bill? It is weird. I don't know what he's doing it for, but there was something I want to say John Oliver on his HBO show showed it. And it's just Russell Crowe walking around his house auctioning shit off.
Okay.
Like, and here's whatever, my sword from Gladiator, and here's my thing from A Beautiful Mind. Just all his shit. I don't know. It must be IRS. It's got to be taxes.
Has to be.
That's the only reason famous people like do public auctions like that. Like, buy my shit is because of taxes.
It has to be, right?
But yeah, that's just so weird. But yeah, the fight scenes were spectacular. The one with the horse and buggy, whatever the fuck they were.
Yeah.
What was that thing?
Chariots?
Sure.
Of fire?
Sure, the chariots of fire, yes. What I did like was, while location scouting, they went to the actual Colosseum. Ridley Scott said, too small.
Yeah.
Too small. Build me a bigger one.
Build me a bigger one.
What a fucking dick.
Yeah. Damn it, Ridley Scott.
What? So they built like a quarter of one and digitized the rest of it.
Yeah, of course they did.
They had like 400 cardboard cutouts, about a few hundred actual extras, and thousands of digital people.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. So yeah, it's also so jacked up. It's also so jacked up when they do the like the breakout towards the end of the movie when they're gonna like break Russell Crowe out of the Colosseum.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And. It's like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are we? And then Cicero's tied to a horse so that when he shows up, there he's just going to get hung
mm-hmm.
and then get shot with arrows anyway. Everything about this seems so extra. But then again, Commodus is very extra.
Commodus is very extra.
He's very extra. He's trying to have sex with his sister. Maybe
so trying to bang
maybe sister. Lucius is his kid. Maybe not. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? He definitely wants it. Yeah. Oh, it's weird. The whole thing's weird. But it all squares up as the Emperor is going to battle.
It's a butt fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. They're gonna battle Maximus and Commodus. Square
off.
Here's
another fucking stupid idea.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Hi, I'm the Emperor, and I'm going to fight you. For what? This isn't the WWE, right?
No, it's really not. And
we don't have to have the Empire on a pole match.
No, we don't.
Like,
and the fact is, this like he knows the people are against him,
right?
Right. So he thinks by defeating the dude they love,
right,
he's going to win them back.
Right.
No. You take him to the deepest, darkest hole, and you shank him in the neck, and you don't say shit for weeks, and people will fucking forget about him.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's pro wrestling, bitch.
Yeah, I know. Right. Bury him.
Right.
Bury him. Get him off TV. People won't care. Right? So,
but he does that anyways. He fucking knifes him.
Yeah, but just in the side, so he gives himself an advantage. I give Maximus all the credit in the world. He kicks the crap out of this guy.
Yeah.
Murders him. Then
also, he stabbed him with, it was like a pen.
Yeah, he like stabbed him in the...
And it's like...
In the side.
Once.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, if you're gonna cover it up...
Yeah, right.
Go straight prison rules and stab that motherfucker. Yeah.
And so... Yeah, make it super easy. Make you look, you know, go over heavy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he gets his ass kicked.
Handily.
And Maximus holds his shit together so well.
Yep.
He's just standing there being like, look, here's the deal. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. This is going to happen.
He straight up makes proclamations and then dies. Free my men. Free the people. Give Rome back to the people. Peace out.
Peace out, Cub Scout. And then just dies.
Am I wrong that a lot of Maximus's ideas are kind of Bane-ish?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it's all Marcus's.
I keep hearing it. People!
It's all Marcus Aurelius is doing.
So Marcus Aurelius is Bane.
Marcus Aurelius is Bane.
There we go.
And that's what we learned from the Gladiator movie.
You watch Gotham?
I watched the first couple of seasons of it.
The later two, the... Previews have kind of intrigued me. I've DVR'd them. I haven't gotten to watching them.
Yeah.
Because now they're actually getting into like the Batman story with the dark. Right. Like this one's actually called Gotham: The Dark Knight Rises, yeah, right, or some such.
So it's a final season. So yeah. I think it's going to really kind of set up Bruce Wayne. To
it
like...
looks cool as shit. I just haven't sat down and watched it.
So have you watched the first season?
No, none of it.
So they do a great job of getting Bruce Wayne to go from being like a little boy to like wanting to find out why. And like the big thing with Batman and Bruce Wayne, at least from what I've always thought about the character, is that Bruce Wayne went crazy that night. It just so happens that he's on the like justice side of the crazy fence. And so
his parents got killed.
Yeah. So
by Jack Napier.
Yeah. So his parents died. And he now becomes obsessed with finding out who it is.
Okay. In the show, you're saying?
In the show.
Oh, okay.
And so he becomes obsessed with finding out about the, you know, who the killer is and starts to like believe in the idea of justice.
Uh-huh.
And, like, finding what justice is.
Okay.
And so that's really good. Jim Gordon is a really fun character to follow. And then it's nice to watch, like, Oswald Cobblepot, like, come around and, like, Edward Enigma is a forensics detective,
mm-hmm,
and so he like works in CSI.
Is that the Joker? Not the Joker, the Riddler. The Riddler, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so it's like watching him break and mm-hmm, and stuff like that. So it's a good show, and it's definitely worth checking out.
Fair enough.
So
so then he gets carried away.
And that's...
Back to Maximus.
Oh, Maximus, yeah.
He gets carried away, by people, not like...
Right.
He was very carried away the whole movie.
Yeah.
But
he was at a 12.
He physically gets lifted. And there was a lot of weird cuts in this where it's like, especially in this shot, where it's like he's levitating, but it's bad green screen. And it's,
yeah.
It just didn't, and then people are carrying him like, is that supposed to be the same thing? Or
it's supposed to be Christ imagery. Should have been Mel Gibson.
It really should have been Mel Gibson.
Everybody's going to carry him away to now take
and then we get
ritualistic
the Thanos
turns.
Shot with the wheats and the hand. And yeah, that just makes me really think that Thanos is dead in that trailer.
Yeah.
Now, because that was, he was dead.
He was dead. And then it kept flashing. It kept flashing to him dying.
The hand and the wheat was dead.
It was dead. And so he finally.
And they did it in Endgame.
Yeah.
And I don't want fucking Thanos to die.
Well, Thanos ain't going to die.
Fuck!
Although, to be fair, the reason why Thanos is actually doing everything that he wants is because he wants to impress death, because he wants to love death.
Oh, Jesus, don't spoil it.
Well, the other part of that love triangle that we're never going to get, unless Endgame takes some weird left turn that I have no idea that we're going to take,
yeah,
there's a love triangle, mm-hmm, between death, Thanos, and Deadpool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
And so Thanos and Deadpool, of all people, are trying to compete for Death's affection because, of course, it's a comic book universe and Death is a person.
As you do.
And it's a hot, sexy woman.
Okay.
And so Thanos curses Deadpool with immortality so that he can never be with Death.
But he already is.
So that's part of the love triangle.
So
Deadpool can never die.
Yeah, I know that.
Because
I didn't know Thanos gave it to him.
Thanos gives it to him in the comics.
I thought cancer gave it to him.
Cancer gave him the like regeneration powers. And maybe cancer was given to him by Thanos.
Okay, cool. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, so Endgame. There's going to be a three-way between
50 Shades of Thanos over here.
Yeah, there we go, baby.
So he meets up with his wife and kid back on the farm.
Yeah, in the afterlife. You know it's the afterlife because it's blue.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody's dead, and we don't know where Rome goes from here.
All I'm sitting there doing is like, why wasn't Mel Gibson in this fucking movie?
It would have been better.
I really think it would have.
It would have been better.
I think it would have. I don't know. I just think he's a better actor, first of all.
He is a better actor. I think Russell Crowe is actually highly overrated. Mm. I can't think of one thing that Russell Crowe has been in that I've been like, oh, hell yeah.
Let's see. Let's do the Russell Crowe IMDb and just see if there's just a lot of rent-its.
Yeah, there's a lot of rent-its. I could tell you that I hated him in Les Mis. He was by far the worst. His Robin Hood was terrible. Cinderella Man was pretty good, but yeah, rent it. L.A. Confidential, rent it. Yeah, that's basically it.
Mm-hmm. I'm into, let's see, about 20 credits in, I still haven't seen anything.
Yeah, A Beautiful Mind.
I'm still back in his English shit, like Romper Stomper and stuff like that. Let's get into some real stuff. Okay, L.A. Confidential.
L.A. Confidential.
He was good.
Yeah.
He was good. But he also wasn't the star.
Yeah, right.
That was Guy Pearce with a little bit of Kevin Spacey type movie in it.
I love Guy Pearce.
He was really good in that.
Mystery
Alaska. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. The Insider. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Gladiator. Proof of Life. Beautiful Mind. Cinderella Man. Master and Commander.
The Far Side of the World.
American Gangster was a good movie, but it was Denzel's movie.
Yeah. Right.
State of Play, Robin Hood.
Yep, nothing.
Yeah. Broken City, Les Mis. I went to the Broken City premiere, actually.
Oh, good.
That was a fun night at Wahlburgers.
Yeah, very fun.
He channeled Marlon Brando from Man of Steel.
Yep.
He's a functional actor. He doesn't invoke emotion.
Yeah.
Is I think his biggest problem. I think that's why at the end of the movie, you're just like,
okay,
cool. Can I watch The Godfather now?
I did.
I watched all three of those fucking movies.
So I started my trek. I'm starting January 20th. I'm going.
Ooh, is this an announcement?
This is an announcement.
Do we have Sounders, Bill?
Where's Poppy? Oh.
Ooh.
There we go.
But on January 20th on NewAgeInsiders.com, I will be starting my like rewatch and re-review of all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies leading up to the March 7th premiere of Miss Marvel.
Captain Marvel. Okay.
And so
women can be captains, Liam.
I guess you're right. I guess that's on me. But
it's not just men that can be captains. It's 2018.
You're right.
Duh.
Sorry. I'm terrible. I know. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. That's the sounder.
Jesus.
So I watched
Iron Man. Got a tingle in my bottom.
I watched the first Iron Man.
Okay.
I watched.
Thank you.
Thank you. I watched the first Iron Man, and yeah, I had more fun watching Iron Man than The Gladiator.
Yeah, of course you did.
Because Robert Downey Jr. is a delight.
Of course you did. It's a fun movie.
Yeah, Robert
that's
Downey.
A movie that you're supposed to have fun with.
Yeah, and I had fun.
Yeah, so I think that's Gladiator.
Yeah, that is Gladiator.
How are we doing on time, Bill?
We're good.
Okay.
We're fine.
So I think that's Gladiator.
Yeah, that's definitely Gladiator.
Well, I'm looking forward to these reviews. Are you doing, how are you doing them? Videos or?
So they're going to be on the website.
The read?
Yeah, so they're going to be on our website. There's going to be a written review, but then a short little video.
Fair enough.
Right, because everybody loves short little videos.
I like picture books.
Yeah, everybody likes the picture books, so it's going to be a combination of the two.
Okay.
Obviously, the review is going to be a little bit more fleshed out.
Sure.
And the video is just going to be a little bit more streamlined.
Oh, there you go. Very nice. And when should we get those?
That's going to start on a release schedule of Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday.
So you're doing three a week?
I'm going to have to do three a week.
Somebody's got some free time on their hands.
That's the worst part. I don't.
Fuck, that's a lot of typing.
I don't. But there we go. That's
we're going to find it.
We're going to find it.
And we're still doing
do.
This show,
and
right?
We're still doing
we're
this
canceled,
show.
We're not canceled, are we?
No. This show is not canceled. So, yeah, it's going to be like this, The Wizard of Oz. I'm basically just going to like lock myself in a room, watch
because we got
of
some shit coming up this month.
I know we got. I have so much stuff happening all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Hashtag the struggle.
Hashtag the struggle. Hashtag subscribe to Patreon.
Yeah, subscribe to Patreon. And talk about the Twitch thing, because I still don't understand it, but you know, you do.
So if you are on Twitch.tv.
I don't get it.
Twitch.tv.
It's all bells and whistles and buzzers to me.
Yeah.
God damn internet.
Yeah, right. If you like everything that we have going on and you're like, well, I don't want to necessarily subscribe to the Patreon, right?
Subscribe to the Patreon.
But you can.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Phil.
Give me bloody.
Thank you.
Give you what?
Give bloody.
Oh, I thought you said give me blowy.
Maybe. That chick's weird and I'm into it. If you're on Twitch and you watch this show religiously and you
which
have
you should.
Which you should.
Because we schedule our thing very religiously.
Yes, very religiously. Thank you. If you have Amazon
very
Prime.
Convenient Sunday we have going.
Yeah, right. If you have Prime, Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime, yes, which I do.
Yeah. You can subscribe. So there's a follow, which is normal follow for Twitch.
And it's free. Everybody
can follow. It's free. Everybody can follow.
That's where you just get like notifications.
Alerts like, hey, this person's live and that person's live and this is what they're doing, right?
Right.
But then you can subscribe. Now, you do technically get stuff. There's like emojis and things you get. I haven't figured it out. I'm working on it.
Wonderful.
But you can subscribe for free. That usually costs money.
Yes.
It's usually like $5.
If you have Prime.
But if you have Prime, it's free.
Right.
So if you have Prime, you can subscribe for free and get all of those things.
I think we're going to need to like put out like a pamphlet.
Oh, yeah.
Or a Cliff
leaflet,
Notes version.
A video.
Or just like a very descriptive like picture that shows like
a
Venn diagram
how
of how to get there.
It's actually really simple. On the top of the page, there's a thing that'll say subscribe. You click on that and then it'll say like subscribe on the
did we
for
just
like
get
money.
Hashtag me too?
Yeah,
what
we did.
What the fuck? Thank you.
And then underneath that, it'll say subscribe with Amazon Prime, and then it'll like prompt you to create an account and subscribe.
Which you already should have one.
Which you should already have one. It just takes all of your information from Amazon Prime if you have that, and it just transfers it over to Twitch, and you just sign in that way.
So Amazon Prime, you can subscribe for free.
Yeah, if you're like, that's great, you know, any support is helpful, but patreon.com/newageinsiders, that's the where you get all the like free shows and previews of stuff.
Super emojis.
Yes, super emojis. I don't know. The kids are into it.
Sure.
The kids are into it. Sure. I don't know. All right. Let's get on out of here. All right. Mike died. So
coming up next week.
Yeah.
It's the 80th anniversary of definitely top three movie all time. Not me, not you.
Oh,
I'm
no,
saying
it's,
the world.
No, this is actually a top three movie of mine.
Well, I'm sure.
Yes.
But it is the 80th anniversary of The Wizard of Oz. It was released in 1939, and we are going to be covering it next week. What I want you guys to know about is go to fathomevents.com, because on Sunday the 27th, Tuesday the 29th, and Wednesday the 30th, in select theaters, they are putting The Wizard of Oz back on the big screen.
I can't wait to go.
So you got 3 days. Most days have two showings. Some only have one, but go to fathomevents.com, find a theater near you, check out The Wizard of Oz, and be sure to come back here and listen to our take on The Wizard of Oz, because I'm sure it won't be clean.
God, I love that.
Definitely go to newageinsiders.com for all audio and video archives. Subscribe to New Age Insiders Pop on any and all podcasting apps. Follow us on social media at Mike Wendt, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. New Age Pop, New Age Insiders, and hashtag that movie show. Anything else? Or did I do good on that?
Yeah, no, we're good. So let's get out of here.
See ya.
Bye.